Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
This is our last shot at our GROW model, and we do have the good pastor standing by to give us some insight on the compassion of Christ. Today, we're focusing and doing a parting shot using the theme, forgiving the unworthy. Yeah! The very idea of forgiving an unworthy person. You know, at the cross, Jesus showed compassion to the thief beside him. He showed compassion to the soldier, the Roman soldiers, and to a world steeped in sin at the moment of their action. His compassion forgives not just those who apologize, but even those who don't yet understand the weight of their own actions. As they were stabbing them, as he was dying because they stabbed him and hung him to die, still he was saying, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. This is divine mercy. Love that covers even when it's not deserved. That's what we're talking about today, beloved. And Pastor Isaac Solomon joins us on the line to help us with this. And Funis, good afternoon once again. Welcome back. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Man, I feel like I was in church. I'm ready to be converted.
It got
that was
me too.
A powerful introduction.
Thank you, Funis. It got
I
me too.
The song. Thank you for calling earlier that I could get the
lovely
last part of the song.
Lovely, lovely.
It's one of my favorites. Actually, my son's favorite.
Ah, I see.
Powerful
I see.
Song.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you very much, Funis. I appreciate your kind words. Let's jump right in, Funis. Let me not waste more of your time. What does Jesus' statement in Luke 23, verse 34? Tell us about his compassion, and I'm referring to those words, Father, forgive them. What does it mean? What does that statement mean to us?
Here's my question to you. Where's Jesus as he speaks these words?
Hanging on the cross.
Mercy, mercy, nailed to a cross.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleeding, mocked by crowds, abandoned by his friends.
Yes.
And yet his first words that he speaks, Father, for they know not
yes.
what they do.
Yes.
This again is countercultural behavior. The culture of the day tells us, hey, retribution,
yeah.
revenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, he could have. He
yes,
could have called
indeed.
A host of angels.
Indeed, Pastor, indeed.
But instead, he chose, Father, forgive them.
Right.
Such words under such circumstances. And
yeah.
for me, it's the circumstances.
Okay.
Can
okay.
only come from a heart of perfect love.
All right.
And from Romans 5:8, Paul reminds us, but God demonstrates his own love for us in
right.
this. While we were still sinners,
yeah.
Christ died for us.
Yes.
Jesus did not have retribution on his mind. He
yeah.
had our redemption
hey.
On his mind.
Hey.
He, the innocent, suffer for the guilty. PowerPoint, he didn't wait for their apology.
Yes.
He didn't require understanding first.
Yes.
He forgave freely, fully.
Hey.
This is compassion at its best.
Indeed. Indeed.
Ellen White.
Indeed.
Ellen White says that prayer of Christ for his enemies embraced the entire world.
Wow.
It took in every sinner that had lived or should live from the beginning of the world to the end of time.
Right.
It includes us.
Oh,
sure.
Oh.
So what does this tell us about his compassion?
Yes.
That it doesn't depend on our worthiness.
Hey,
it flows goodness. From his heart, not from our behavior.
Yeah.
It's love that forgives, even
yeah.
while it's still bleeding. Listen
yeah.
to that. Even while still bleeding,
yes,
love chooses to forgive.
Yes.
And here's the lesson as we close this one. Here's the lesson for us to forgive. We don't need an apology first.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Even while still bleeding, we can forgive.
Absolutely. Yo, I must honestly say, Funis, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Yo!
Yeah. Is it if Christ is not there, it's impossible.
I
It's
suppose.
against the culture. It's
Woo!
against our human nature.
Yes,
Only
absolutely.
Christ.
Absolutely, please. Absolutely. So a lot of people say, and I'm hearing you leaning toward that direction as well, that this is far deeper. That's a deeper kind of love. Not quite sure it's clear to every one of us. So I want you to lay it bare for this. How does forgiveness demonstrate this deeper kind of love than just tolerance of or kindness?
So tolerance probably says, I'll put up with you.
Yes.
Kindness may say, I'll be nice to you.
Yes.
But what does forgiveness say?
I will
Forgiveness
love you.
says, I'll forgive you.
Yeah.
I will let it go,
Right.
even though it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
As 1 Corinthians 13:5, love keeps no record of wrongs.
Right.
Forgiveness is love that chooses mercy over my memory of
Right,
the
right,
wrongs.
right, right.
And let me bring Stephen in, Acts chapter 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as stones hails at Stephen,
Yes.
in the midst where you and I will be running and are ducking and whatever.
And feeling sorry for ourselves.
Feeling sorry for ourselves, true. It's Stephen's response, Lord, do not charge them with this sin in verse 60. Do not charge them. Again, countercultural.
Yeah.
That wasn't the natural man speaking. That
Right.
was from a man that had the character of Christ. And Ellen White echoes this. She says, the completeness of Christian character
Right.
is attained when the impulse to help and bless others springs constantly from within. It's like a
Right.
fountain. And
Right.
again, this may be easier said than done, but that's the difference that Christ can make.
Right.
I mean, Stephen could do it
Okay.
because of Christ, and it was a fountain that springs up, to bless instead of curse.
Right. Hey, Vunis, what exactly is this that is stopping us from being? We're called Christians. We act like Christians. We dress like Christians. We walk like Christians. We even speak like Christians, but we can't seem to forgive like Christians. What exactly is stopping
Like
us? Why? What are
Christ.
these barriers that are keeping us from forgiving the way Christ did, Vunis?
That's it's real, man. It's real. Sometimes and the voice of pride says they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's pain. And the voice of pain says they hurt me too deeply.
Right.
I just yesterday I spoke with a lady. She came to church and then she got distracted. She's relatively new to the church. She got
Okay.
distracted, and then after a long, I think about 5 weeks of absence, and I knew she was going to call me, and she called me yesterday.
Right.
And she came very sheepishly, but I just was so delighted to hear her voice, and we spoke, and she shared about her life. And there's just so much of hurt
Right.
that she's holding on to from a former husband and a son that both laid hands on her,
Right.
and it just hurt her so deeply, and she's struggling with forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so sometimes because of pain and hurt, we say the voice of pain says, they hurt me too deeply, they're not
Yeah.
worthy. Sometimes it's fear. The voice of fear says, what if they do it again?
Right.
But Christ did not say you don't deserve it. Christ
Yeah.
did not say you hurt
Yeah.
me too deeply. Christ
Yeah.
didn't say, what if you do it again?
Yeah.
Colossians 3:13, forgive one another even as Christ
Oh,
forgave
of course,
you,
yeah.
so you also must do. And here's
Right.
the thing, we don't forgive because people earn it. We
Right.
forgive because Christ gave it.
Yes.
And yes, this makes it for me. It's not about the other person.
Okay.
It's about you and Christ. And so, yeah, there's just so much on this topic. But what I want to say is, it's do not look at the extent of the hurt or the pain or the whatever of the other person.
Right.
Look at Christ.
Okay.
And when you're looking for release from this pain and resentment, Christ is the answer.
Hey.
We're not forgiven because we forgive, but we're forgiven as we forgive, says
right.
Ellen White in
right.
Christ Object Lessons.
Okay.
So what holds us back, often it's forgetting how much we've been forgiven.
Absolutely.
But when we remember His mercy, we can extend it to others.
Yeah.
Even when we find it hard.
Yeah. So we tend to claim to have compassion and forgiveness, and almost every other Christian will claim that they do have compassion, but those very same people have people they have not yet forgiven. Which brings me to my question: can compassion exist without forgiveness?
Sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It really can't. It can't fully.
Okay.
Compassion that stops short of forgiveness is compassion incomplete or forgiveness incomplete.
Right.
You may feel sorry for someone, but until you release that resentment,
yeah.
your love will remain locked.
Okay.
I always say that the spirit of unforgiveness only locks you up.
Right.
It poisons you. It toxins you until you die.
Right.
It's not worth it to choose not to forgive. Matthew 18, Jesus tells the story of the unforgiving servant.
Okay.
You know, he was forgiven a massive debt, but he refused to forgive a much smaller one.
Right.
So the story ends in sorrow, not because he wasn't shown compassion, but because he refused to pass on compassion.
Right.
And so can compassion exist without forgiveness? I think Matthew 18 story here gives the answer that if we choose to go that way, our story will end in sorrow.
Right.
Listen to Ellen White saying, nothing can justify an unforgiving spirit.
Eesh.
PowerPoint. Nothing can justify an unforgiving spirit.
Yeah.
He who is unmerciful toward others shows that he himself is not a partaker of God's
right.
pardoning grace.
Yo.
Christ Object Lessons, page 251. So again, I want to say, you know, I'm not talking on this topic very lightly. It is deep.
Yeah.
It is personal.
Yeah.
It is real. But I tell you, it's not other person. It's about you and Christ.
Right.
That is where it needs to start. It's not that other person. It starts with you and Christ.
Yeah.
You need to find between you and Christ. And when you have found peace between you and Christ, you are able to forgive.
Absolutely.
And almost 100% of the time, we do it the other way around. We
yeah.
want to forgive, but we can't.
Yeah.
The hurt comes up. The resentment comes up. And,
yes.
You know, it just starts all over. We forget that it starts not with that person. It starts with you and
absolutely.
Christ. Christ needs to give you peace.
Sure.
About whatever it is that happened, whether it's in your childhood or whether it is, you know, recently, whatever it starts with Christ.
Yeah.
Seek Him first. Let Him give you peace about this thing.
Eesh.
It doesn't take away the hurt.
Yeah.
But the peace that He gives you power to forgive that other person.
Hey, oh, yeah, my life just flashed through my eyes. Now I'm trying to think in my own life, the things you're saying, how do I fare? Finally, Mfundisi, how can we begin to reflect Christ's mercy in our own relationships? I mean, the idea, if you're saying it's because your relationship or lack of relationship with Christ, how do we fix that? How do we rectify that so that we can reflect this Christ we claim to have and His mercy in our own relationships?
Yeah. We started this conversation today with the cross. Let me take you as we end. Let me take you right back to the cross.
Okay.
You know, it's the cross, not the person.
Right.
Start by looking at the cross, not at the person who hurt you.
Right.
If you look at the person, all you will see is resentment, pain, and whatever.
Right.
If you look at the cross, what do you see? Let me ask you. If you look at the cross, what do you see?
I see mercy for this. Someone bleeding for me. Instead, I was supposed to be bleeding and somebody else is bleeding in my stead.
Yebo. Yebo, remember, forgiveness isn't a feeling.
Right.
It's a choice.
Okay.
It's a choice. You look at the cross, Jesus made a choice.
Right.
And that choice was a choice in our favor,
Okay.
in his favor. It was a choice in our favor. So forgiveness isn't a feeling. Don't wait till you're ready to
Till you,
feel, it's a choice. It's a constant choice in your mind that you need to make. So look at the cross, not the person. Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. There's it, Christ. And what is he referring to? The cross.
Yes.
The cross is our symbol. It's our Christ on the cross. So behold the cross if you want to reflect Christ's mercy in your relationships. Look at the cross and not the person. Number two, prayer. Pray. And I know this may sound, we use it so often, but without it, we're over. We're finished. Pray for a new heart.
Right.
We have to have the heart of stone removed, because it's the heart of stone that holds on to pain, resentment, anger, retribution. This only come by prayer and the Holy Spirit. Listen to God in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27. He says, I will give you a new heart.
Yeah.
And I will put a new spirit within you.
Right.
Listen, I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in a new way in my statutes.
Right, right, right.
And so praying for a new heart, that heart of stone that God needs to be removed, he needs to remove and give you a heart of flesh, a heart that is filled with the Holy Spirit, a heart of peace, where the turbulence is gone.
Oh.
And so, just pray. And then there's just so many other things that we can mention, but I see our time is running out. So hold on to number one, the cross, not the person.
Yeah.
Hold on to prayer. Pray for a new heart, for that heart of stone to be removed.
Yeah.
But let me use words from Ellen White and say, the effort to bless others will react in blessings upon ourselves. If we have the spirit of others, instead of cursing, instead of holding grudges, instead of being nasty and getting even.
Right.
If we choose to bless instead of curse, if we choose to bless others, it will only bring blessings upon ourselves.
Right.
If we choose to continue in a life of a spirit of resentment, unforgiveness, we will only bring the opposite of blessings, which is curses upon ourselves.
Right.
And so it begins with a choice to forgive. Even if it's hard, even if it's messy, forgiveness is not the end of healing, but it's always the beginning of healing. And so, Father, forgive them.
Hey, yeah.
And those words included you and me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It includes everyone. That them, forgive them. It's me. It's you. It's everyone else.
Yeah.
And so you may be holding, to our listeners, you may be holding something heavy today.
Right.
Maybe what you're holding is resentment, maybe bitterness, old wounds.
Right.
But today Jesus invites you to let go.
Yeah.
Not because they deserve it, but because he paid for it.
Absolutely.
Let's reflect his mercy starting today. He can set us free and give us a new beginning, free from holding to pain, resentment, unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Allow him to do his work. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Isaac Solomon, it was a wonderful week. Brilliant stuff. I really appreciate it and enjoyed your time with me. Please, please do not refuse when they invite you again to come and do a show with us. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
If it's with you, anytime,
lovely.
I'll do it again.
Amen. Amen,
Mfundisi. I enjoyed the time with you, getting to know you. May God bless you in your ministry. Thank you.
Amen.
And to all the listeners, thank you.
Appreciate it. It's a wonderful day further.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.